Hi, this is Bill Thomas. I recently spoke with Tiana Grisé, an accomplished flautist, about a special project she is pursuing.
I was lucky enough to receive a grant from the Arts Partnership to not only commission a work from a composer out on the East Coast, but to obtain the technology to make what I think is a really interesting project a reality. So,
What technology? You get to play the flute, right?
Right, I know. So what I did, my whole concept was to explore sound in space. I was really inspired playing in one of the galleries at the Plains, actually. And so I thought, well, what if I did a recital that was all solo flute music, that was all ambient and beautiful and immersive and didn't stop? So the only way to do that without turning pages is to do it electronically. So part of my grant was to get an iPad and a Bluetooth page turner pedal so that I could create a set list of the pieces I wanted to play and turn pages without hands.
Uh-huh.
So it will be a continuous flow of music.
With that concept in mind, so you acquired the technology, mm-hmm, so you don't mm-hmm. have to turn pages, and
right.
that makes it feasible, but you need the music. So
right. So the music, I think, is a really interesting thing. Along the lines of the exploration of sound and space, in comes a friend that I've had for 25 years, Jeff Gersh, who is a musician in New York City. He's played with Blue Man Group for 20 years now, I think. And his composition is incredibly interesting to me. He does mostly electronica. And I called him and I said, well, what if you did something with flute that was just with flute?
So this is not flute plus orchestra, it's just flute?
No, yeah, it's just solo flute and space, really.
Yeah.
So I sent him a recording of me playing in a space that I love. And I said, this is your muse. And I listened through some of his albums and I said, this is kind of what I'm envisioning, something similar to this maybe, and so he's off and running.
Is that as detailed as you got? Or I mean,
yeah.
really?
Kind of, yeah. I sent him,
I mean, commissioning pieces,
yeah.
Obviously there must be as many different ways to do it as there are musicians and composers.
Right.
But and so you just said, I want a piece for flute in space, take it away?
Well, kind of. I had to give him a range that I wanted. So I gave him kind of a pitch range. Start here.
Uh-huh.
Don't go too high. I don't want it to be shrill or shocking. And so that was really the only constraint that he had, which I think he really found exciting and I find exciting. I can't wait to see the end result.
So you've got your flute with you.
I do.
Can you play things that give us an idea
sure.
of what you're talking about here?
Yeah. So one of the pieces that I'll actually be doing for this continuous recital is a piece by Kazuo Fukushima, who was born in 1930. He wrote this piece, his Requiem, as part of a larger three-movement work called The Flying Mirror. And this is his Requiem. So that's about half of the Requiem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and in a resonant space that will resonate.
Yeah, Yeah, it will really, I think it'll pop.
So when you're working with your composer friend on this commission, is there a lot of back and forth, or is he just say like, okay, I got it, when it's all done, you'll get it, and there you'll have it? Or
there has been less back and forth than I think either of us would like, because he's been incredibly busy. He had a fellowship to work on the same kind of project in Iceland, so he was there for a few weeks. He's of course doing constant shows with Blue Man and whatever else. But when we do talk about it, we tend to not get too detailed. It's more ideas and shapes. And
I mean, does he send you sketches?
Not yet. No.
No? Uh-huh. Okay.
No, he's waiting a little bit. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
So you don't really know, like, what the phrasing will be like. No. Or what the melodies will be.
No, I'm incredibly excited to see it. It's like Christmas.
do you know where you're going to perform this?
I do have an idea. I've been working with the Plains to play in the gallery. I'm not sure when exactly it will occur, but I'm hoping in the fall.
And so the idea is you're doing this in a space where there will be reverberation.
Right,
From the flute has very pure tones without a lot of overtones, so yep. It's great for reverberating with itself. And the size of the space makes a difference, huh?
It does make a difference, yeah.
In like how long the sound takes to bounce mm-hmm. back.
And, yeah, and the materials the room is made of, so the floor is cement, which is perfect. It's a really good resonating chamber, really, for us. So, yeah, it's great.
So you'll do this there, and it'll be just you playing?
Just me, yep. Just me and a music stand and my pedal. And I actually
to turn the pages.
Right, to turn the pages. And I'm hoping for it to be a really less of a formal recital and more of an immersive kind of experience for people to walk in and out as they want, walk around, experience the art that's in there with what's happening.
Then could you see doing this in other spaces as well?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So a smaller space where it might sound different, or a larger
space?
Yeah,
actually, I'm excited to try it in different spaces. I'll be, next week I'll be in Montana for a chamber music festival, so I'm going to experiment a little bit with the recital hall there and some different spaces, and then hopefully I'll be able to take it different places and do that, because it's pretty much self-contained. It's just me, so it's easy.
Tiana Grise, she suggests you watch the Arts Partnership calendar for when that performance is coming up. This report is supported in part by the Arts Partnership, funded by the cities of Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead.